your heart and make you whole. Oh, yes, he'll give you peace. Oh, you never knew. Sweet love is more than heaven knew. For only Jesus can satisfy your soul. For only Jesus can satisfy your soul. And only he can change your heart and make you whole.
Oh, yes, yes, you can be. Oh, you never knew.
Sweet love and joy at heaven too.
Oh, for
only Jesus can satisfy your soul.
Oh,
only Jesus
can
satisfy your soul. And only he can change your heart.
Thank you, Lord. Glory. In his presence, there is force. For this wonderful spirit we feel this morning. I feel good getting to come to church and feeling God's presence with us. You know, anytime God is with us, that's good. It doesn't matter. You know, if you come to church and God's not with you, you might as well close service and go home or go do anything. But God's with us today. I feel Him. And I'm glad He's with us. I feel His presence. I'm glad for that. Anyway, Brother Durham asked me to open service with a prayer. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Is this a visitor?
Okay. Okay, we've got a visitor, Sister Willie Mae, Willie Faye Cole. Say it one more time. Is everybody hearing it but me? That'll be great if everybody's hearing it but me. That's good. That's all right. I'll get it. I may not remember it, but I'll get it in time.
Call Clue.
Thank God for Sister Ed. I love Sister Ed. Thank you, Sister Ed. Thank you. And thank you for being with us. Thank you for being thinking enough of us to come be with us. Yeah. If you don't mind me asking, did someone invite you? Did you just drive by and see this building?
No,
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. We hope we're full gospel. We're working on it. We don't feel like we have everything, but we're working on it. I was talking to my sister earlier this week. Well, as a matter of fact, I was driving down the road, and she called me yesterday. That's when it was. She said, "Paul, where you at?" I said, "I'm over here. I can't remember. I was in Tennessee or Missouri or somewhere." I said, "You know, I wished I could just snap my finger and be home." I said, "But you know, I'm working on it." I said, "That reminds me of life. We sometimes think we could just snap our finger. We hope we could just snap our finger, and things will be better." Brother Sean, you're with us today. Thank you for being with us. You know, Brother Sean, he had an accident on a motorcycle. And I bet you wished you could snap your finger and some vehicles would have not been there, huh? But you couldn't do that. I understand that feeling. But God was good to you. He let you survive. Speaking of having a motorcycle wreck, remember my son Joseph, if you folks don't mind. My son Joseph's got a heart of gold, but his head is thick. Real thick. I think he took that after his mama. I'm not sure. I hope that's where he got it from. But he had an accident this week on a motorcycle. He told me, he said, "Daddy, I just looked away for a second and I looked back and they were stopping in front of me. There wasn't a thing I could do." Well, I look at that as God dealing with us. And I'm glad God thinks enough of my son to deal with him. And the other one too, he's not working on him right now. Or he might be, and I just don't know about it. And I got a daughter, you know, she's good as gold. I wish you'd remember all three of my children. But anyway, anybody else? You got children and loved ones that you want to talk about. Did all of you folks hear that? Sister Linda Fisher burnt her foot in the kitchen last Sunday here. Remember her in prayer. I guess that's why, where she is, she's not here. Okay, let's remember Sister Linda Fisher. I also remember the brothers. Okay, let's remember her. Pray God to keep her safe. Brother Sister Smith and Brother Philip Fisher. Remember them. That'll be good for Brother Philip Fisher. That'll be good for him. Isn't that right, Brother Pryor? That'll be good for him. Remember them. Brother Fred. Brother Daniels is not feeling well. Brother Daniels and Sister Wilkins not feeling well.
sister. The one Brother Smith was talking about last Sunday? Okay. Remember them. Okay. Good. We hope he's going uphill. Let's pray for him. Is he in church? Okay, let's pray God to deal with his mind too. Sister. Remember Brother Joel and Sister Ashley. They're going through it right now. See, that might, well. Yeah, let's remember them too. Brother Joel and Sister Ashley. They're good people. She said they're going through it right now. May God be God dealing with them. Maybe. Never can tell. Never can tell. Yeah, let's remember them. Sister Ann was talking about them last weekend in her testimony. You know, there's some good people in this world. Good people. Good people. They may not be serving God, but, you know. And Brother Joe was with his grandfather last weekend. Notice he's here today. God was good to him to protect him out there on that boat. And Brother Joe, you was talking to God. You was doing the very thing you needed to be doing. The very thing. That's good. That's good that we, Brother Boyd. Yeah. That's right. Okay, let's remember Sister Smith, she's here today, but let's remember her. Wow. See, God's good. I'm telling you, God is good. Sister Smith, we're talking about you. We're glad that you're feeling better. Does she remember that she had the pain? Alrighty. Well, if there's any, I know there's a ton of things we need to pray for. I was talking to I'll save that story for later. God can move mountains. Let me say it like that. God can move mountains. And Brother Paul, well, it's funny that you said his name. He was the one I was thinking about. I was talking to Brother, since you said his name, I'll just go ahead and tell the story. Brother Robert, I was talking to him last night. I was apologizing to him. Sister, I guess you folks know Sister Adams got married again, right? I mean, those of you that know her. Her and Brother Johnson got married last night. I wish them the best. And I told her I was wanting to be at her wedding. I couldn't be there. Well, so I couldn't get a hold of her. I got a hold of Brother Robert. And Brother Robert and I got to talking, and he was telling me, he said, Brother Paul, we was talking about forgiving people. And he said, Brother Paul, he said, let me tell you a story. And he was telling me, and I know this sounds simple, but see, it's a simple thing. Can I talk for a second? I know I'm supposed to be taking a prayer. I know it's the simple things that, see, this week I had a little bad on myself. I was thinking, and I was doing self-inventory, trying to determine, do I need to repent, you know, for some more? You know, we're only human, and we do things wrong. And sometimes we have to repent, and that's okay, because that's growth. And I was talking to Brother Adams about, you know, a little situation that it was in my life. And I was telling him how God had helped me forgive, and, just forgive. Brother Talley, I think of Brother Talley when I talk about this, because we went out and ate sometime back, and he told me that. He said, Brother Paul, you just got to love people and just forgive. Just love people and just forgive. And I believe that. And Brother Robert Adams was telling me, he said, you know, Brother Paul. He said, I had a situation in my life and I had hatred. It was strong. He said, I wanted to kill somebody. And he said, well, I don't mind telling you who it was. Brother Robert had been married before. It was his ex-wife. And his son wouldn't have anything to do with him. His son had grown up and not had anything to do with him. And he didn't, you know, every parent wants their child, you know, to have something to do with them. But in their divorce, he had gone the way of with his mother and wouldn't have anything to do with Brother Robert. He said, went to bed one night, and telephone rung about 4 o'clock in the morning. And it was his son. He said, Daddy, our house is burning down. He said, well, son, what do you want me to do? He said, well, Daddy, I don't know. He said, well, you want me to pray? He said, yeah, if you don't mind. He said, okay, that's what I'll do. Well, he hung up the phone, and Sister Frankie said, Robert, you know, it probably wouldn't hurt if you'd get up and go over there because your son called you. He must have had a reason. So he got up and he went over there and he said the hatred in his heart was strong. But here's his ex-wife's house burning down and his son had called him. And he said he got busy and went to helping them pull things out of this house. You know, and the house was on fire. The fireman wouldn't let him go inside. But everything he could do, he helped them pull it out. And he said they lost virtually everything. But he said that night, he said it was after daylight, when he went back home, he said his heart was different. He said he had witnessed these people lose everything they had. He said he went back home and his heart was different. And he said his son, he'd do anything he asked him now. And he started having, you know, things to do with him. And I told him, I said, Brother Robert, that was God. He said, yeah, I know it was God, Brother Paul. I know it was. He said, if I hadn't got out of bed and went over there, he said, things would still be like they were. I said, well, you know, God can move mountains. He said, that's right, he can. He can move mountains. And so, Brother Paul, that was odd that you'd be. I was just thinking of that, and you said his name. But, yeah, let's remember Brother Robert and our church down there in Glenwood. That's our church down there. And that other one is our church. So both them churches down there is our churches. Let's remember all them people. And our church in Republic, I know you folks don't talk about that church much. I guess they're doing okay. I hope they are. Do what now? Well, see, that's what... Brother Bryant and I talk about this. We miss so much by not being here. That's good. I'm glad. That's good. That's good. Anyways, anybody else can think of anything else? I know you got loved ones. You got children, you know. I look around here and I see children. Huh? I'm sorry. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got you. Yes, sir. Yeah, and Brother... Brother Mike, I don't know where he's at right now. Huh? Okay. All right, is there any more? Well, if y'all stand up and pray, and you remember one, just add that one to the list. I think a request a lot when I'm praying, and then I sometimes can't remember the ones that people say. Brother Jonathan. And the offering. Yeah, let's go ahead and let's pray first. Thank you, Jesus. God, you know every need today. Reach down, Lord. Touch every heart. Touch every mind, God. We know you're dealing with people through situations that they're going through. Reach down and touch these people's hearts. Touch these people's minds, God. Help them, Lord, to submit to you. Help them, Lord, to remember that there's somebody who loves them, God. Somebody who cares for them. God, our saints, our older people, Sister Wilkins, God. Sister Smith, Lord, Sister Elsie's request, her children, that man that's in the hospital, Lord, touch his mind, touch his heart, Lord. Brother Fred Stewart's request, Lord, be with him, God. Brother Jonathan, God, touch our church in Republic. Touch our church in... Be with all of our needs, Lord. Touch all of our hearts, Lord. God, help us draw closer to you today in church. Brother Robert, God, be with all of our saints. Help us draw closer to you, Lord. Help us reach up and touch a hold of your hem of your garment, Lord.
Help us, Lord, to feel your presence. Help us, Lord, to learn how to forgive people, learn how to love people. God, we thank you for all you've given us, all you've helped us with, Lord. Thank you for your wonderful people, Brother Smith, Sister Smith, Brother Philip, Lord. Give them strength as they try to work, Lord. Protect them, God, as they travel. Sister Donna, as she travels, Lord, protect her. Protect all of our hearts, God. Help every one of us, Lord, to be what we ought to be. Brother Sean, Lord, be with him. Sister Taylor's parents, Lord, Sister Thompson. God, be with all of our children. Help every one of us, Lord. Guide our minds. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, you're so good. So good, so good, so good. God, we so thank you. God, you're so good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Just in time, mercy came.
out your mercy. Three nails and a cross. Without your grace, my soul would be lost. My life would be so different. But thank God you called my name.
just in time mercy came.
Appreciate God and God's people and people's endeavors to serve God and the the desire to seek after the things of God and I was just thinking of that story Brother Paul reiterated about Brother Robert Adams. About the things that was on his heart and how he got shed of those things. And I thought, well, how many of us have experienced that type? And how many of us have seen some of those things right now? Lord, can I get this off my heart? Lord, can I clear the books? What have I got to do? God, help us, Lord. Create that scenario where we can find a place of forgiveness. Something we can do that can relieve that burden of sin over our lives. My God. And, seek for that time of refreshing. Oh, God, Lord, help us find that place in you. Brother Smith was talking about permits, wasn't he? This will do if God permit. We'll go on with God. You know, that's where Brother Robert Adams got his permit, right there. He went on with God, didn't he? And you think about it, Lord, what is our what do we got to do to get those permits? It's the clearing of our heart. It's the clearing of our soul to get deliverance that sometimes only God can give. God permits those things, doesn't he? Sometimes it's things that we don't even know it's there. Oh, God, extend your grace and mercy to us all. Oh, Heavenly Father, when sometimes we think about the times when God, the simple things, God sent His Son, and He sent His Son to deliver this world, a lost and undone world, and we're all part of it, aren't we? We're all part of it. We all need something more from God. We all need something, God, we can reach out and touch you, Lord. And be delivered from these things. Because we are a lost and undone people. And not to make it sound like it's all doom and gloom. No, it's not. God has lifted us up and done great things for us, hasn't He? God has made us, brought us up from such a condition we can look back and say, oh my God, we can see the vomit, as it were, and God help me not return to that. So we have been lifted up. But my God, as the church goes on, as the church increases, and our hearts, Lord, help us help our hearts become aware of these things. My God, Lord, fill us with your Spirit, Lord. God, help us find that place of repentance, that place, God, that, Lord, that sometimes it takes up the power of God to reveal. I praise your name, God. Thank you, Lord, God, that I can hear stories like this that brings back memories, that brings back things that God, oh, Jesus, God, help me be delivered of these things. And don't you feel that today? Don't you feel that? There's something, oh, God. And, you know, Jesus, there's a man that came to the Lord, and they got in conversation, and he said, Lord, I have done all these things from my youth. And the Lord said, yes, but you lack of one thing. My God, just one thing. Wouldn't you like to just have just one thing in your heart? Wouldn't you like to come to that point with just one thing, Lord? And he said, go and sell all that I have and come follow me. And the man was sorrowful because he had done all those things. He had done all those things that pertained to God at that time, didn't he? But there was something else there. There was something that God, he had to deliver. He had to give his, God wanted his whole heart, wasn't it? And don't you want to give your whole heart to God today? My God. Lord, help us give our whole heart to God.
Let me yield my life completely to you. Heal my spirit, my soul, and body too. Oh, you can mend the broken places. My strength you can renew. Oh, let me find my life. Soul and body too.
way God's helping us with our pastor and his wife being gone in the Dominican on a mission trip with our dear brother Phil Fisher. God always seems to make up the difference, doesn't he? We need to keep praying for him. And I appreciate the spirit of the service that we have here. I'm not just talking about the Holy Ghost, but I thank God his... we've been having good services. I think God's been giving us instruction on how to get where we want to go, and that's where he is. As he said in John 17, he said, I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, you may be also. And he wasn't just talking about when we die and go to heaven, but he was in a condition. This is before he left the earth. He says, where I am. Right there, where he was, right there before he died and went back to heaven, he had a condition with his Father. He had a relationship with his Father, a closeness that nothing could separate. Paul got in that condition. He said, I'm convinced that neither height nor death nor principalities nor things past or present. You know, there's things in our past. There's things in our past that, if we allow it, sometimes there's some things that are so big we can't even stop it. It's things that have bothered us in our past for years, like what Brother McGowan was talking about, this one brother. And we can actually, if we allow things to harbor in our heart, it'll just choke out that condition with God. But we finally have to get to the place. And I've learned this secret. There's some things that are too big for me. Even when God gives you all the tools that you need, there's still things that are too big for us to handle. And that's when I thank God that he has his hand and he puts his hand in ours. I'm glad that there's times like that poem, you know, Footsteps in the Sand. There are times where we just can't. And we can't even get the want to do it. Have you ever been there? You can't even get the want to do the right thing. That's when I thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, that he comes down. He did say that there is a peace that passes all understanding. There's some things in our life that only God can deliver us from. I believe there's some habits. I believe that there's some lifestyles that God is absolutely going to have to deliver people out of. But he's in that business. And I know there's things we can do. This is a people that we work on charity. We've been working on charity for years and years to learning how to love one another, how to do the right thing, and how to have an outward appearance of holiness. But you can do the right thing, and you can have that outward appearance of holiness, but inside there's things that are killing us deep down inside. And that's what these brethren were talking about. Those are the things that grace can reach down, and God can deliver us from it. He can set us on the right track and point us in the right direction. So aren't you glad for that? Aren't you glad we have a wonderful Savior that said this? He said, I came to give peace. You know, this whole world is looking after peace. This world, when they go to bed, when they lay their head on the pillow at night, they lay down and they don't know the peace that you and I know. They don't know the same God that we know. We don't know. They don't know the joy that it comes from serving Jesus. But he said, I came to give peace, not as the world gives peace. You'll find temporary satisfaction out here. That's why habits and lifestyles are pushing the extremes every year. They're looking for that place. You know, God, when he made man, he put a little spot, a little room down in everybody's heart that only he can fill. Nothing else will go there. You can try to put anything there, and it's not going to satisfy. They wrote that song, The World May Try to Satisfy This Longing in Your Heart, and it can't, because there's a little shape down there that only Jesus can get in. And when he sets on the throne of your heart, you'll have satisfaction, you'll have peace. But that song goes on, but only Jesus can satisfy. I love that. Is he sitting on the throne of your heart? Is he? And he says, not as the world gives peace. This world will give temporary satisfaction. It'll give you happiness. You know what the difference between happiness and peace is? Happiness is based on things. You take those things away and that happiness disappears too. But peace is based upon your relationship with God. And it doesn't matter if you lose everything, that peace is still going to be there. Isn't that wonderful? That we have a Savior that would do that for us. Trade rags for riches. Aren't you glad tonight? So I'm thankful for this wonderful service. I feel good and I feel full. I feel peaceful and I feel calm, Brother Thompson. I feel good tonight. Hallelujah. Why don't we stand and let's thank the Lord before we go home. We're going to have... Do we have band practice or choir practice? Or?
Yes. Choir practice at 3.
Choir practice at 3. Junior band at 4 o'clock. What's that? Regular band at 4. Regular band practice at 4. And church tonight at 5. And let's take this wonderful feeling home with us. Let's just bask in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. God, for your mercy. Lord, for this wonderful feeling that you gave us here today and these words of encouragement, God. Let it sink down into our heart and bear fruit, God. Help us to bear fruit in your image, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us, God, to walk in your ways, God. Help us to feel your drawing and your tugging on the strings of our heart, God. Go with us as we go home and bring us back safe again tonight, God. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Amen. All right.